Welcome to Smart Marks Podcast.
Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a square circle, an Aztec temple, or a six-sided ring. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy.
All right, Marks, it is Wednesday, August 31st, and this is episode 149 of the Smart Marks Podcast.
Oh my God.
Sitting across from me, we are one away from 150, man.
Dude, that is intense.
We have done this quite a while.
That is amazing. That is intense. I can't believe we've been doing this for 150 episodes, nearly 3 years worth. Quite frankly, we have been doing this for 3 years.
But do we reach out and try to book our very special guest again?
Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah. Yeah, hell yes, Jeff Jarrett. The special guest that never was.
I put an end to that real quick.
You want to what?
So I put an end to that real quick.
Yeah, no, we both put an end to that real quick. When his publicist asked to listen to our old podcasts, and the week before we had bashed Jeff Jarrett, there was zero chance of getting him on the
show. Did you ever see, I wrote them an email back.
Did you?
With the link to that specific one.
Did you really? Yeah. So. After he emailed us the second time?
And you know what?
Because the funny thing is, if you guys haven't heard us talk about it before, is we had agreement to get Jeff Jarrett on the show right after Global Force started.
Who? Yeah. Because we were really interested in Global Force. We wanted to see, you know, basically what was going to happen.
Yeah, and we had him basically booked, and then his publicist wanted to listen to back episodes, and then we lost all contact.
And it wasn't that. It was more or less, they said they would do the show.
Yeah.
They wanted past episodes. So, you and me both wrote different emails. You wrote, who reached out to him first? Did you reach out to him?
I think I reached out to him. Did you reach out to him?
Which I was fine with, because I think we were just throwing out feelers, seeing who would want to do the show. And you said, should I contact Jeff Jarrett? And I said, screw it, why not?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's for a good laugh. I want to see the reaction or the rejection that we get. And kind of our surprise, he's like, yeah, I'll do it. Or his publicist or whoever. Who was he married to? Karen?
It was Karen Jarrett. Karen Angle.
So Karen Angle's probably doing all the emails for him. And
I actually think it was Karen.
Probably.
I think because she had signed off on it.
And she did?
I think so. I could
be
wrong.
I probably didn't even put those two together that it was Karen. Either way. So they write back, and I see that you respond, and I was like, oh, Jeremy didn't give him an episode. So I was like, I'm going to give him an episode.
Oh, shit.
So I sent them the episode of where I was bashing Jeff Jarrett.
Yes.
And you know what, though? I still feel like they contacted us afterwards to still do the show, but it was at times that me and you were like, hey, we're real people and we have real jobs.
No, we flat out made... I remember, we made the choice not to.
Yeah.
After they brushed us off, and then he reached back out to us 2 months later. It was almost two months went by.
2 months later, and they were like, hey, can you do it tomorrow at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, and we were both like, you know what? I think we didn't even respond to
it. No, we didn't.
Because at that point, we were put off by the fact that he didn't even...
Professionally, I know that wasn't smart of us.
Yeah.
Brush him off like that, to blow him off. But also, like...
You wanted to blow off Jeff Jarrett, that was for sure. You wanted to slap his nuts, didn't you?
Slap nuts.
That's
did. That's a good reference. Have you been?
Good, how are you? We're barely
That's a great intro for the show.
We just are barely getting to the
if we
how
pulled
are
clips for best of episodes...
Is this the one?
That'd be the one.
Yeah.
That'd be...
And your lead into the how are you.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like, oh, no, hey, perfect. Absolutely.
No, I've been... Yeah. You've been okay?
I am alive. Great.
We're great. Yeah, we're doing good. Shout out to everybody watching on YouTube. I noticed the thing, and I listened back to all the episodes. And if you're in the YouTube chat, thanks, guys, for showing up in the YouTube chat. But I get really distracted when I'm in the YouTube chat, so I'm going to kind of minimize.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I noticed there was a lot of like...
We need a moderator,
where I was just like, yeah, so we definitely need a moderator, where I would just trail off.
Where's Alex? He needs a job.
Alex isn't good with technology. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, no. He's
good with pizza, right. But not technology.
Not technology.
So
some things happened. We're not even getting to wrestling yet.
No.
Some things happened within the Smart Marks community. Within us, the two people, the two assholes in this room.
we consummated our relationship.
We absolutely did. We're no longer just hetero life mates.
We went full blown, guys. It's a done deal now. As you can see, if you're watching the YouTube, we're both wearing the same damn shirt.
Hell yeah, without even calling, so that should say something.
That's mine.
There was zero.
That is mine
on
stuff.
This.
I looked right in, like, I was at the house sitting. I got home from work, took my pants off, put a different pair of pants on.
That's what it was, is when your pants were off, it came to you. Right. Take that as you will.
Came on you.
Yeah. No, Matt and I appeared on podcast this week, Trophy Wars.
Oh, yeah, so.
On the Proven Gamer Network.
I didn't forget that. I just, yeah, I knew you were leading to that.
Yeah, no, you knew exactly what was going on, but you got totally enthralled in this luscious beard.
Well, what
happens
is when someone has ADHD, like myself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's an understatement.
But no, yeah, shout out to Proven Gamer, the network that we're on, the family of podcasts that we're on. We got to do the Trophy Horse podcast. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a couple of the whores on this show.
A couple of whores. So, we'll get a couple dirty whore mouths on this show.
We're
going to
get a couple of whore mouths on this show. I'm pretty excited for it. We're going to talk about some Kevin Owens.
That episode actually came out today.
Great. Yeah, I did.
So you guys can check that. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play.
Yeah,
it's on their website. Go to provengamer.com.
Go to provengamer.com/podcast, and you'll see the whole arrangement of podcasts available on the Proven Gamer Network.
Including the Smart Marks.
You like that? God damn, that was good.
Yeah. Proud of yourself?
Yeah, I feel really
good
about that. Yeah, I like that.
So wrestling-wise, a lot of shit.
Before, so if you want to know about that podcast, I think we kind of mentioned it before, Trophy Hordes, it's a lot of, it's based on video game dealing.
Yeah, it's a PlayStation game website.
And so podcast.
Or podcast,
and,
yeah, that too.
So which we all are. You guys remember we used to very often stream through the PlayStation Network. So me and Jeremy definitely are PlayStation heads, and so we got
not
to
as much
podcast.
Trophy whores because we both.
Oh no,
neither one of us play anywhere near
Jeez,
as we should.
No way! Like I was like these guys are like level 20, level 30s.
Yeah, no. So I straight up asked Tricky Mick, the host of the podcast, if my 73,000 gamer score on my Xbox counted for anything, and basically got told to go fuck myself. So
yeah.
That explains that.
So do none of them like Xbox?
No, I know Mick has an Xbox because I follow him on Xbox Live.
Oh, okay.
So I know he has one.
Did anybody, any of them, I felt kind of lame because I'm like, there I am talking about like Rocket League and I'm like, well, what game do I play the most? Simpsons Tapped Out.
Yeah, absolutely. And they,
which,
you know,
which
it got
going off.
It got to us, and they're like, "Jeremy, what do you play?" I'm like, I play everything on Xbox except for No Man's Sky, and I hate myself for playing that." Yeah. So,
I think everybody hates themselves.
Hey, but I have the Smart Marks system on there. Well, a system of planets
I
found
named
after
the
Smart Marks.
Yeah, shout out to that. Yeah.
So if you ever run into them, there's a Smart Mark system with all of our Twitter names on there. So if you find them, our Twitter names are listed. But then there's one that I listed that, if you guys remember, Viano 4 and 5 from WCW.
Yeah.
I've got Viano 1 through 7 are my planet
names.
You
need to go back to it and discover more planets. I know you don't want to play the game.
I'm going
to
play the game more,
actually.
But
you need to like name them all after the Guerreros.
Yes.
You have to do Chavo Senior, Chavo Junior.
And then have a
Eddie,
Von Erich system.
Hector, and then a Von Erich system. That'd be a great one. Yeah. Oh, man.
What about
and then
the
all
Deep
the,
South?
And then
no,
all,
that's what I do.
And then all the different Laparkas.
Yes.
You gotta
no.
do those.
I can have like a Deep South and name it after wrestlers in Deep South, and then an AWA and an NWA.
And then you can do like all the racist wrestlers.
Yes.
Which is all Deep South.
Absolutely. I can name one, just Hulk Hogan, we coming for you.
There we go. Just different Hulk Hogan promos.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
What you gonna do, brother?
And then you can have one for all of like.
What if I just named one after all WCW pay-per-views? Like I've got Uncensored and Hog Wild and Sold Out, spelled S-O-U-L-E-D.
Hog Wild.
Hog Wild.
Wasn't Hog Wild, that's the one that used to be at
Sturgis,
right?
Yeah. And then it was Road Wild, wasn't it?
No, I think you're Road Wild, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Hog
That's Wild, the one that was at Sturgis.
Hog Wild is like a Deep South Girls Gone Wild video.
Yeah, and you would have that, right?
It's somewhere in my back catalog.
You know, when I was working at a video store, some guy came in and bought a Women of Walmart DVD. And it was a Playboy Women of Walmart DVD. I think we brought that up before because someone looked it up on the podcast.
If Playboy did it.
One of the podcasts we did. It was on.
Can't be that bad.
Can't be that bad.
Now, if it was like Women of Kmart.
Ooh. Jesus.
I'm really scared.
Good lord.
We're talking about the employees. We're not talking about the people that shop there.
Either way, good lord. Yeah. I bet our Kmart is scary.
I heard the Kmart two towns over closed. So, that's fantastic. Artesia.
Yeah, I figured. That's one town over.
They have a Little Caesars next to them.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
that's all there is in Artesia. Man, there's a little thing that happened in wrestling. I feel like something kind of happened.
Are we going to bury the lead or are we going to jump right into it?
I think, no. I don't think it's a big deal.
No, not at all.
I don't think it's really that.
Are you talking about something on Impact, the debut of the new title?
I'm talking.
Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about the debut? You're talking about the debut of the new title, right?
I watched Impact, and I saw the debut of the new title.
Yeah.
And I was a little out of it, to be honest with you.
You're still getting over getting sick.
Yeah, just a bunch of different things.
Or allergies. And, that time of the month.
That time of the month. And so, yeah, just different things. Apparently my battery's dying on this recorder, but I have it plugged in on there.
So you're in good shape.
So we should be fine. Anyway, so, yeah, so... that title, man. Wow.
I don't like the look of it. I don't like... I mean, shit, it makes the Universal title look good.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Hey, and that Universal title is perfect for someone who's holding it right now.
Mm-hmm.
That, I don't really think it looks so stupid now, do you?
No, not at all. No, it looks great on him.
But no, really, I don't know. I'm somewhat interested in the rules for the new title at TNA, yeah. the Grand Championship. Is that what they're calling it? Is a Grand Championship?
Yes, like the Grand Championship. It's like very MMA.
But it's MMA styles. There's a three. So the way the matches work is there's three rounds. You can win by pin or submission. But if you go the length of the three rounds, it goes to judge's decision.
Hold on, guys. I'm just making all kinds of racket real quick.
So it's basically Bobby Lashley is controlling creative right now.
Yeah. Bobby Lashley has full control of TNA at the moment.
Which did you see? Dixie Carter is pretty much out.
Yeah, Impact. Yeah, that's
there's all the Billy Corgan show now. So despite all his rage, he's the guy putting the pin on the page.
Ugh, that was bad.
That happened, right?
Yes, that did happen.
I just wanted to write like Snitsky's ball sweat on this as I drink it and see.
Snitsky's ball sweat. I'm down with that. Keep talking because I'm going to transfer the audio over.
What are you doing? Yeah. So did you get anything else watched other than Impact this week? No Ring of Honor?
No Ring of Honor. Oh, that's what happened.
That's what happened?
This came off.
What'd you do?
Oh, when I was setting up the show, I think through the madness of everything.
The madness.
Yeah.
Madness is proper since we're both wearing damn Macho Man
God
stuff.
God damn, why'd the battery die? I'm pissed off about this.
Did it die? Did we lose the recording?
No, we're fine. We got this. That's what the backup's
yeah,
for.
Yeah, yeah. You're a backup.
Oh, baby.
I don't know what to say about that. Back that ass up?
Back that ass
up. No, so, NXT was a little boring this week.
Tell me about it.
It was weird to me that we had two matches, and not that Liv Morgan is a nobody, but we're bringing new guys in and new women
in, and we're putting new women against new women and new guys against new guys, and it was a little flat. It felt like we were watching a house show that was televised.
Oh yeah,
this week.
That was really weird. So
like
yeah,
we got Shinsuke coming out, we got the Hideo Itami promo, we got the we got a match with. No Way Jose. I mean, we got some decent stuff.
I have the whole card written down. I
but
know
it
this
was...
This isn't your style, but I just do this to keep us in the
I know.
You.
Shut up.
And so, match card. Ty Dillinger versus Buddy Murphy.
Yep.
Good match.
Okay. That was a good match.
We had a... great. Tommaso Ciampa.
Beat
bit
down.
Of a beat down. Just get the crap beat out of him.
Yeah,
by the
Revival.
That was
What's
cool.
What's the name of their move? The Shatter...
Shatter Attack?
No.
The Shatter Glass?
It's the Shatter something.
Shatter Star?
Shatterstar.
I feel like that's
no.
somebody from X-Men.
Keep talking. I'll find it.
No Way Jose.
That sounds like a terrible creator wrestler from the
Sanity.
WCW versus NWO days.
Another Sanity promo.
So that promo, tell me that Sanity, whatever it is, tell me that wouldn't have just been better suited for Solomon Crowe.
I was going to say Sammy Callahan? Yeah, totally. Steve Cutler versus Kenneth Crawford. A couple of new guys that are...
A couple of haters.
Who was it? Was it Kevin Owens? Yeah, I think he has a video on his or a picture on his Twitter that says, "Look what we got here," and he has two water bottles, and he says, "A couple waters."
Did you see that meme that was going around for the longest time of Enzo Amore? And it was like a couple potatoes. It's all couple taters,
couple
taters, a couple haters,
couple haters. It's great. So No Way Jose versus Angelo Dawkins got No Way Jose back on the winning track. Then he cut a little bit of post-match promo behind and had a little bit of altercation with Bobby Roode. So maybe we're going to get Bobby Roode. They're switching opponents here. Like
Bobby Roode looked at him and said,
"Nice head."
Nice head.
Yeah, nice head. And so it looks like we're switching opponents here. Austin Aries is getting some flack from Cian Almas. And now Bobby Roode is getting all up in No Way Jose's grill. So we'll see what goes on with that. Liv Morgan with the versus Aaliyah. So we're so used to seeing these, like, we do see these girls wrestle. We do see these girls on NXT television. But the simple fact is that they lose every single time. So, like, getting them on TV now is, like, something totally different. So, I mean, yeah. What are you going to do? And then we had a Nakamura celebration promo, basically. I kept waiting for Joe to come out.
Yeah, I was mad that there was no interference from anybody. Like, there was nothing to set up anything. It was just kind of lackluster.
Yeah.
Which I guess what happens when, you know what? I can explain 100% what happened. Uncle Trips got called up to the main roster and left it behind. So
I feel like, yeah, I think somebody on the main roster came down. And who works on the main roster storylines. And it was like, this is what we're doing at NXT to kind of tone it down a little bit because you guys are getting way too much cool stuff going on. You guys need to chill out a little bit. So NXT was a bit of a bummer this week. Not going to lie. Somehow I cheated the system on the WWE network. And I watched, I'm so used to like clicking on watch the network the way you're sipping that and looking at me. It's turning me on.
Yeah. So what'd you do?
So I turn, like, most of the time I catch it a little late, like 5 minutes late after it started. And this time I managed just to pull it up single, like separate from the, like from live streaming, the show by itself. So I was actually able to finish the show. I fast forward through all the stupid, like, you know, video packages and everything.
Oh, really?
I still fit into the show like at 6:45.
Nice.
And then I fell asleep.
Did you?
And then I was like 7:07. Shit, I was going to go to Jeremy's house.
And the CWC was a little, I didn't get to finish the last match, but it was a little slow this week.
Yeah.
We got a win from Grand Metalik over.
I think after last week's show, which was like intense.
Yeah.
We're going to get those shows, but they are good. But when you compare them to the rest of them, you're like, well, it wasn't that good.
And then I didn't get to see who won out of. I didn't get to see who won out of Kota Ibushi and Brian Kendrick.
Yeah, we did.
Who won? Because I looked away and then it was done.
Kota won.
I saw where Brian Kendrick killed Kota.
Oh, my God. That was intense.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what that move was.
Torture rack driver? I don't know what it was. That was insane.
It was kind of like an inverted Death Valley driver.
Yeah. No, that move was intense. That was.
It looked brutal, man.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about the better of the shows this week?
I can't believe we're saying this.
Raw.
SmackDown!
You're a liar. You're a dirty...
I told.
Shut your dirty whore mouth and save that for the whores when they get hot.
I told Cam I wasn't going to yell. I'm over here yelling.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Raw was a great show.
Yeah.
Even without the twist at the end, it was still a solid show.
Sorry.
I love the opening of everybody. And we should have saw what was happening. Like, after seeing what happened, hell are you doing?
I'm distracting everybody? In the live chat.
Are you, like, moving keys around at people?
Yeah.
We saw the conversation at the beginning, the little sit down where they all talked about the title and how much they wanted it and everything. And then was it a little weird for you too, hearing them talk about how they sidelined Sami Zayn and how Sami Zayn was put on a shelf and then Sami Zayn comes out and wrestles later in the night?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a weird, like, they made it sound as if you weren't going to see Sami Zayn at all. Right.
I hate this. Like, let's do injury storylines. Like, to me, I just...
And then let's forget about them.
Why do we do injury storylines when injuries are such a real thing now?
Because if you're not writing somebody off TV, like, why are we doing it?
Because the wear and tear is so real.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have these guys. We thought the... Here's the thing. Like, we all thought, like, the split roster would be good for guys as far as, like, having down the number of shows. But really, they're running more shows than ever now.
Yeah.
I'm like... They ran a SmackDown show during Raw.
Yeah.
So there's people that went to a SmackDown live event and
while Raw was happening
and probably went home not even knowing that Kevin Owens was the Universal.
Yeah, let's just jump straight to it. We just brought it up.
Yeah. So I wonder too, like, if they would announce that, like, at a live event, like, at Raw tonight, Kevin Owens just won the Universal Championship.
Ladies and gentlemen, or if they would cut away, like, they've got a screen up there. Wow. Cut away to show it happen. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
So yeah, let's talk straight about that match because everything else was good, but this is the meat and potatoes of Raw. So we ended up with Big Cass getting eliminated first. It did get changed to an elimination match, announced via Snapchat that it was an elimination match, but okay.
You know, I give it to WWE. Like, they try to jump on social things right before.
They really do.
Yeah. So.
They
do a good job. Kathy Kelly and Renee Young are.
I like
on.
Kathy Kelly.
They're great on. They're great on Snapchat for the company. So.
So it got announced. It's elimination now. Big Cass gets eliminated first. They banned friends and tag team partners from ringside. So Cass gets eliminated. And then we end up through the end of the match. Triple H comes out.
Yeah.
Pedigrees the hell out of Roman Reigns on the outside. Picks him up. Throws him in the ring. That Seth pins him.
Oh, shoot. What am I doing?
After Seth pins him. After Seth pins him, he picks up Kevin Owens. Throws Kevin Owens in. Starts to feed Owens to Rollins. Nails Rollins with the pedigree. Looks at Owens. Owens pins. Now, you have a good theory on this. I want you to take the lead on this.
Because
I agree with you 100%.
Let me get back in my mindset here. Okay.
You want me to tell it? Because I remember it vividly.
Yeah, so what I texted you yesterday, and I go, I kind of feel like that perhaps Owens himself didn't know the true finish.
Let me just say that 8 hours... 8 to 10 hours after you text me this, people were talking about the exact same thing.
Oh, really?
Online.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's
yeah. So
it's
there's
a big theory now.
There's a point like where they probably told Owens, okay, you and Seth will be the last two Seths going over. I feel like that's what they told him backstage, or that's what they told him earlier in the night. Seth's going over. This is what we're doing. You know, we're gonna give you a nice rub. We're gonna give you a nice pop. Put on a good show. And we'll probably have you feud or whatever, you know.
Yeah, you're the last guy, so yeah. You're going to end up feuding.
So, because I saw Owens walk out, and I always kind of, like, I try to look for, like, tells in a way. Like, if somebody walks out different because they know they're going to win. If somebody walks out, you know, a certain way, you know, maybe that's what's going to go down. And with Owens, like, I looked at him, and I was like, man, yeah, that's the same. You know, every guy walked out, you know. And I was like, oh, I can't.
Yeah, there was.
And
no.
I me and you were both. I know me and you were both pulling for Owens, and
Owens or Rollins, one
yeah,
of the two.
Yeah, and in our little poll, people picked Owens. They wanted Owens to win, which was great. So I have a feeling like I wrote you and I said I feel like they didn't tell Owens he was gonna win. Like the moment that he knew he was gonna win was when he pinned Rollins. That like he knew that Cass would get eliminated first. They knew that would happen. They knew Trips was gonna be involved in some way. Because Roman gets eliminated the way that he does. Now after he rolled Rollins in, Trips, you know, was like, go, 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 do this, and he walks over to Owens. I feel like if Owens knew he was gonna be eliminated
or
if he was gonna win the match, he would already been in the ring, you know, ready to do something. Or, you know, just like kind of like hobbled in the corner doing something.
Stumbled to his feet on the apron or something.
But to the fact that, like, because Triple H went over to Owens and picked him up and told him what to do. You can see where he leans his head in and, like, tells him, hey, do this. Like, if Owens knew the finish, would you need to know what to do? Like, if Trips, like, you wouldn't be like, oh, this is my spot. This is where I'm going to roll in and I'm going to roll into a pedigree or something. And so, he tells Owens, go to the corner.
Stay in the corner.
Stay in the corner. And he pulls Owens up. And the way he pulls him up is...
He stands him up so
he can
see what's going on.
He stands him up so he can see. And he turns. Seth knew the finish.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is kind of like a way maybe the guys are like, this is what we're going to do for Owens.
Yeah.
Or for Kevin. And he gives one of the best pedigrees I've ever seen.
He jumped through the roof in that
pedigree. Both pedigrees were intense. Both pedigrees were some of the best pedigrees I've seen in a long time. And so gives that pedigree to Rollins. And me and you both wrote each other at the same time. We're like, Trips is turning, right?
Yeah.
And then as soon as like we both hit send, Trips had like physically turned and kicked Rollins, put a pedigree on him, and looked over, gave that nut like that nod.
Yeah,
to him,
he
like,
held that pedigree for a
he
moment.
He held him for a while, looked at Owens, was like, yeah, we're doing this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Dropped
this is what's
him.
Going down.
Yeah, this is what's going down. This is how it happens. Rolls him over, and like Owens is looking at him as he pins, and is like, that emotional celebration, like afterwards, is like, I feel like, well, if this was like such a heel win, if this is how the heel's gonna win, like that kind of celebration, I felt like would have not, like he would have known he was gonna win in that kind of way, he would have had a different celebration.
If
altogether.
You look at him too, he hugs Triple H, and you can see him mouth the words more than once, thank you,
yeah.
To Triple H. So that's another tell for me that he probably wasn't in on it.
Yeah.
Which is amazing if they did that. And part of me almost even wondered, I'm sure it was scripted, but part of me wondered how much Stephanie knew. Because he goes out to the ring to grab the belt from the two of them. They're both in legit shock.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if they did know, then great. they played their role really well. But I love at the end of it, him taking the belt from them, giving it to Owens, and then walking out of the ring, giving them both dirty looks, and then just storming out.
I love the look on Mick's face, just like pure like pissed offness.
Yeah, because all night long they talked about the integrity of this match and making sure that the integrity of this match was preserved. And then in the end, it wasn't. It was at the hands of Triple H.
I feel like that's
so. That
was
a great swerve. It really was.
Oh, I never saw it
all night long. I was tinkering with my computer, putting a new video card in, and I had it in the kitchen. I had it on the dining room table where I could see the TV, and I had looked down to tinker with it, and I just hear my son scream, "Triple H!" And I looked up, and Triple H is pedigreeing the hell out of Roman Reigns. I'm like, okay, let's stop what we're doing. Let's see what the hell's going on here. And I remember my wife was laying down with my daughter, and I'm texting her. I'm like, you need to get up and not fall asleep because you need to see what the hell just happened. Yeah. And she did. She didn't watch because she actually fell asleep. So at 11 o'clock when I woke her up, I'm like, you need to come to bed.
Yeah.
She's like, what happened? She's half asleep laying in bed. She's like, just tell me what happened. Tell me what happened now. So I had to go through before we went to bed in detail what the hell happened. She's like, holy shit.
Holy shit. Holy shit. You deserve it. You deserve it.
The crowd went insane, man. How do you feel? Owens is awesome. Our champ.
I feel, yeah, no.
I know there's some people who aren't happy. I'm ecstatic.
I marked out for it. Knowing
he deserves it, man. He's a workhorse.
Knowing what we know about Owens and like the amount of crap that he's been through to even make it to WWE.
Being told to his face,
like, you're too fat, you'll never make it to WWE.
Good job, Jim Cornette.
Yeah, like, it's slapped to the, you know, like, suck at Cornette. At the same time, two Cornettes even, like, come out and admitted before Owens even won the title that he was wrong. All wrong about Owens. Why he still hates the Young Bucks is beyond me.
Yeah.
He still says that the Young Bucks are not as...
So, SmackDown.
...talented as they are, but yeah.
SmackDown wasn't bad.
SmackDown was good.
They acknowledged the Daniel Bryan, Miz.
Oh, that was right off. That led it off.
And then we went right into a, I guess we're starting a feud with Ziggler and the Miz. I'm kind of okay with. Like,
I'm good. This gives the Miz
something to
do.
It's pretty abrupt to take him away from the title shot. So here's the way. I told you that I had a booking fantasy for this. Remember, I used to have these fantasy bookings on the show. I'm like, you know, if I was booking the show, if I held the pin, this is what I would do.
Yeah.
In the Miz situation with Daniel Bryan, this is what I would do. If I was writing the show, I would have the Miz start using the Yes Lock. I'd have the Miz, blatantly winning matches with the Yes Lock and claiming to be a submission specialist just to take a shot at Daniel Bryan.
That'd be great.
And have him do this over a few weeks. Just continuously using it, trying to start the yes chant, just digging at Daniel Bryan and getting under his skin and having Daniel Bryan kind of in a position now where Shane's kind of reprimanded him on it, where Daniel Bryan can't do much in punishment for him doing it. So he basically has Daniel Bryan bent over a barrel on this one.
I love the part where Daniel's like, you realize how ironic it is you're telling me this.
After you got in a fight with
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I thought that was good too. But
I feel like setting up the road later down, like there's going to be some tension between Shane and
Daniel
Bryan. Like we're expecting the feud to be between Mick Foley and Stephanie. I feel like
and we're going to get the other
between
fan favorites. Yeah. But really I would lead that. I would have him start using that move, have him, you know, just goading Bryan, just, you know, hey, look, you're going to come for a match, you're going to get me, come on, you're crippled, you can't do this anymore. And if Daniel Bryan can't, because there's rumors this week that he's cleared.
Yeah.
I feel like those rumors are bullshit.
Yeah.
But if he's cleared, then put him in a match. If he's not cleared, like we all believe he isn't, then what you do is you have him finally show up. Because they brought out the bingo halls again. Maurice tweeted a picture of a bingo hall and says, we're waiting for you.
That was pretty hard.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad dig. But you have him talk about the bingo halls over and over throughout these weeks as he's using Daniel Bryan's moves.
Yeah.
And then you finally have Daniel snap and be like, okay, I can't face you.
I
can't get in this ring and face you, but let me introduce you to a man who was famous because of these bingo halls. And you put him up, you introduce Samoa Joe. You have Samoa Joe versus The Miz, and that's how you get that title off of The Miz.
Yeah.
That's how I would book it.
So you would have Samoa Joe be on that?
On SmackDown. I think he would be perfect on SmackDown with the caliber of guys that they have on there. I think he would be perfect with the younger guys. I think it's too blatant for him to go to Raw. It makes too much sense. So when you put him on SmackDown, it's a bigger shock.
Yeah.
And then it makes sense because Joe is a guy. You're making faces.
No, totally, no, I was setting my phone down. They want to make a lot of record. I'm constipated.
I thought you got a. I know your wife is.
No, she actually
pretty far
right
along.
Now. She just wrote me right now, and she goes, "I thought your show was live." She couldn't find it on YouTube.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, so she went.
Yeah, that's how I would do that. Yeah. What do you think?
I love that booking. I think that's great. You want to bring in this if Daniel Bryan himself can't wrestle.
It's a huge win,
which
bring
is something that we believe that he still hasn't. Like, I don't know. I don't remember the last person that was told, "You can't wrestle anymore. Don't wrestle anymore." And then by doctors, and then came back and said, "Oh, I can wrestle now."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's the rumors going around, and I feel like
those
rumors
like,
are going
to
stay.
Like, of lesions and seizures, like that to me is like pretty scary, pretty serious. And I mean, I know that's what you love and what you love to do, but I feel like if that's what you're told, you tend, especially if you're going to start a family with your wife.
Yeah.
As I mean, I'm talking about, but like even like personal experience now, starting a family with my wife, like
your health is.
Why would
is
I do something
need, no?
for my health? That would not allow me to be around for
absolutely.
My future child.
Absolutely.
So I feel like Brian's career is definitely done. I would absolutely love for Brian to be cleared 100% and then know that he would be healthy and know that these lesions and these seizures were a thing of the past.
Yeah.
But if they still are occurring right now, then I want Daniel to stay safe and stay at home.
Absolutely.
And do this
makes
back.
Total
and
sense.
If being a manager, being a general manager, or even doing commentary is something that's hurting you mentally and emotionally, then that's something you need to step away
step
from.
Step away from the company entirely.
And you know what? Go open a school, because the Daniel Bryan Academy of Wrestling Arts would be amazing.
Yep.
It'd be an amazing school.
Especially since there's a bit of a void with Shawn Michaels now. I don't even know if we brought this up.
No, not yet.
Shawn Michaels, and this is like 2 weeks old, but Shawn Michaels is going to be one of the head trainers at NXT.
Man, he looks old.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is he like in his 60s? Did you see like that picture of him?
Yeah.
Oh.
But
he's not
be,
in his 60s.
He didn't look that old when he was in Roswell a couple months ago.
No, not at all. Like
that hunting trip took a lot out of him.
I was about to say, it was like he ran into a truck named Age. Like face first, like through the window.
Oh, Ric Flair's hit that a couple times.
You remember when, Ric Flair definitely. You remember when Triple H threw him through that windshield?
Yes.
You know, the whole storyline? Yeah. Well, he did it again, just this time into like, into you know, life, into age.
So I was watching, speaking of trucks.
Minimusel and
speaking of trucks and stuff. We were, as we were cleaning the house and stuff this weekend, I threw on, first I threw on Survivor Series 2001.
Good.
And my wife couldn't remember it because she was so young. I was out of high school.
This guy, his wife is so young. She doesn't remember Survivor
Series. I was out of high school when that happened, and she was 13.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that was that big of an age gap.
Yeah, almost six and a half years, something like that.
Kim's 26.
Wow. Maybe last year 20. So it's right at 6 years. It's like 5.5 years.
Nice.
Because she's 28 and I'm turning 34.
You're
so, yeah.
Old bastard.
I don't know. She tells everybody that I didn't rob the cradle, that she's robbing the grave.
Oh, you know, I've heard
her
say
pretty
that.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
But I had her watch that. She was glued to her seat watching what happened there. But afterwards, I threw on Ride Along, and we watched a couple.
I've only watched like two episodes of that show.
The couple I watched weren't bad. We watched one with AJ Styles and the Club, and he was Gallows was talking about when he was a kid that he went to a WWE event, and he was at the guardrails, and he saw all the cars pulling up, all the wrestlers in their rental cars. And he saw The Rock. He's in a Lincoln. He's wearing his typical Rock shirt and everything. And he came to a stop because there's like two cars in front of him. So he said he jumped the barricade and sprinted to The Rock's car and dove face first onto the hood.
Oh,
and he said
God.
He's just laying on the hood. And The Rock looks at him, pulls down the sunglasses and raises the eyebrow and kind of goes like that. And as soon as he does, a security guard grabs Gallows. Yeah. He said like a 400-pound security guard grabs him by the belt and throws him up. He said he lands on his feet and books it back the opposite direction and gets out of there safely.
That's good. Can you imagine like teenager Luke Gallows?
Yeah.
He was probably still like 6'2".
Yeah. So speaking, all right, while we're talking about the Club and Gallows, did you see the drama with Amber Gallows with the Bullet Babe this week?
Hey, I'm the one that sent it to you. Come
no,
on.
No, and it got worse.
Yeah.
It got like, way worse.
Amber had to delete everything.
So you sent me the tweet where she referred to Dana Brooke as Miss Piggy on Raw. Mm-hmm. And said, oh, they're replacing me with Miss Piggy?
Yeah, if you guys don't know, Amber O'Neill, a.k.a. Amber Gallows, Bullet Babe.
Is she legit Gallows' wife?
Legit his wife, yeah. Amber Gallows.
So she tweeted after that and said, I might kill a bitch. And then said, trust me, I've thought about it once or twice. I would knock Miss Piggy's head off. And said, they think they're going to replace me with Miss Piggy. And was just running her mouth.
Oh yeah, she's going off. She like,
later, those are tweets that had to get deleted for your husband's job.
She later attributed to maybe she drank too much wine.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I tweeted you during that segment and said, Jesus, Dana Brooke in a nurse costume?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, give me more of that.
Keep her out of the ring. Also, I did tweet.
I'm kind of okay with her teaming with the Bullet Club.
Yeah, I think if
it's anything, better than her being with Charlotte.
Yeah, this is. I think this is a good actually play. Like the whole idea of what Bayley and New Day was amazing.
Oh, I loved
that
it,
was
man.
Such a cool. Like,
she worked so well with the.
Oh,
New
it was
Day.
Good. I love that they were like. She walked back there and they're like, "Hey, we want some Bayley."
And she was doing the W.
And then Dana walks up. She's like, "Ah,
yeah." That was so good, man.
No, they're great.
She
that
played
was,
so great with
that
them.
That was awesome. No, I love that segment. That was really, really good. Really
so
fun.
You know what other segment was great this week?
The Heath Slater
yes.
Trailer Park segment. I absolutely loved.
Every bit
so
of that.
So good. And they beat the Headbangers on SmackDown.
How great would it have been
our
if
returning Headbangers team.
How great would it have been if his wife was ODB?
Oh, that would have been smart. Actually... Oh, man, he missed the boat on that
I
one.
I know. Just you don't even have to book her for
don't even,
wrestling. Just
don't
bring
even
her in.
Say it's ODB. Just how funny it would have been just to have her there.
Yeah.
All her tattoos, have the flask out, you know, and just be like. And
doing
not,
her push-up
yeah,
bra.
Yeah, doing her push-up bra. Because, I mean, that's kind of, that's I mean, that's not that bad. And, oh, they missed it.
Yeah,
they did,
didn't they?
They missed the boat.
As soon as I saw
he
his wife, I was
in
like,
there.
No, come on. It should have been ODB.
Yeah, oh. Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to sign her to a contract. Just pay her for one night to be on the show. Because
you think about it, they had Taylor Hendricks and not Veda, even Veda Scott and Scarlett Bordeaux. Because
Veda Scott was one of
the.
They
were all Rosebuds at one point. So, like, all the girls were. And
so
even
why not?
And even Jimmy, not Jimmy Rave, Jimmy Jacobs, I think, was a Rosebud.
Yep.
And
so why not? It would have been great, right?
They missed the boat so hard.
But that segment was great. So if you.
And the diehard wrestling fan would have been like, ODB.
Yeah, makes total sense. Yeah. Oh. So if you don't enjoy a Michigan Republican politician running for Senate, sitting in a trailer.
Eating saltines with
drawing cheese whiz. Drawing frowny faces with spray cheese on a saltine cracker, then I don't know if WWE is the right show
I don't
for
know
you
if
to
this,
watch.
I don't know if you want to watch wrestling.
No, and you just might want to rethink.
You should just stop and
being a wrestling fan.
But
Rhino made
that.
That
segment was great.
Just how stoic Rhino was. Did it not look like Rhino was like at a meth house looking out for the police? He's like just sitting there staring out the window when they walk in.
Yeah.
It was so random.
I love it. That it really reminded me of like old school.
I could show you my above ground pool.
Like attitude promo stuff. You know, I don't like to be the one like, oh, the attitude days. But like.
It reminded me a lot of like the Brian Pillman.
Didn't it
stuff,
remind you like it was like a little bit more fun stuff?
Yeah.
Not so
absolutely.
Like because there's, I mean, there's like this whole PG era has kind of taken itself pretty seriously at some points where we don't get those kind of segments, like just fun,
we
funny stuff. And it seems like we're getting a little bit more, especially like with, you know, we used to be doctors. Now we're specialists at the old fart.
Yes.
That's great.
That's
you know
good,
what I mean? Like,
it?
These jokes are good, they're funny, and they're cheesy. But
it's
fun. It's fun to be cheesy, and it's fun to be entertained in that way. And I feel like, it's good to kind of just snap out of that era and just, you know, have a little bit more fun with it. The Heath Slater segment is fantastic. I absolutely loved it. I thought they did a great job.
It was
job
hilarious.
With that.
Every bit of it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Where are your kids? Are they at school? No, they're outside picking up cans and bottles. I lost it. Like, it was so dumb.
And then you hear the car go off, and they're like,
"He's all not again,
not again." Like
okay,
that's
so
classic.
Was it a kid taking off in the car?
Yeah.
Because I took it as because as soon as he said it, he said, "I'll show you my above ground pool." And then you heard the car taking off. I told my wife, I said, "They're repoing his above ground pool," because he brought it up. He said, "If I don't get a contract, they're gonna repo my pool."
Yeah.
So I didn't know if it was supposed to be a kid or if it was his
oh, the
pool
repo,
getting repoed.
No, I think it was the kid in the car.
Either way, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Not again. He just takes off.
So,
and then she, I don't know why it made me laugh that she brought more crackers and cheese when they didn't even finish half of
the
crackers
and
cheese.
No, yeah. You guys want some more?
And it wasn't pizza rolls. She's all, I got pizza crust.
I got pizza. But didn't she say I have pizza rolls?
No, she said pizza crust. And she's all, I picked up some of that pizza crust from the store. He's all, we're having pizza crust tonight. I don't know why that made me laugh. Like, it should have been pizza
it's
rolls.
Ridiculous.
I think she fucked up and it should have been pizza rolls.
It was ridiculous. I think, well, they had to, they can't say like certain names. I know they had even the cheese was, they had the name marked out. So,
but it was, what was with that close up of Rhino drawing a frowny
face? The frowny
face?
Just random stuff.
It was great, though, wasn't it?
You know
it?
What? I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
So talking about random stuff like this, did you know TNA has already filmed a Final Deletion 2?
Yes, I heard that, and I can't wait to watch it.
I am so excited.
I listened to the Colt Cabana podcast.
Yes.
Jeremy Borash was a guest on it again. He was part of a...
Which, if you did not see this
he
week...
was part of a larger crew.
Rolling Stone
show.
Had their top podcast this week, and yeah. Colt Cabana was listed on there.
Fantastic.
So I thought that was great. Really cool that wrestling's getting a front. I mean,
yeah.
Rolling Stone's big time on wrestling anyway.
They
broke
have
the story
great,
of Damian Sandow.
They have a great team covering...
I'm sorry, Aaron Rex.
Yeah, Aaron Rex. They have a great team covering wrestling, which I think Absolutely. Is great. Because, man, it's pretty cool. Like, you think about it now, like, we get Rolling Stone covering wrestling, ESPN covering wrestling.
Daniel Bryan was on SportsCenter tonight.
Yeah, like, I think it's a cool time to be a fan. Because
what a time.
Kinda, what a time to be alive, because you can kind of go anywhere. And you're going to pop into somebody that's, like, wrestling-related. And it's a good time. It's a fun time. Small stuff here. Sheamus defeated Cesaro, goes up 2-0. Nia Jax kills a local girl. That's what I wrote in my notes.
Yeah, she did.
Americo gets...
So I text-messaged you immediately.
I completely forgot about that guy.
So did I.
Yeah.
So as soon as we saw Americo, like the second I saw him with his mask and everything,
yeah.
Matt and I went down last year to go watch
Ring of Honor
in Amarillo, Texas. And Americo was there working with Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. And he put on a pretty damn good match.
Yeah.
And who was he against? I can't even
remember. They pulled in talent. It was Braun Strowman versus Americo.
No, I meant at Ring of Honor. I can't remember who he was against.
Was it? Oh, I can't remember.
It wasn't Will Ferraro, was it?
No, Will Ferraro was in that, like,
that fatal four-way. Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, Americo had a match. And it was a great match. And then as soon as I saw him, I text messaged Matt, and I'm like, do you remember the guy, the American Luchador?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yes, there he is.
Yeah.
How messed up was it that Braun Strowman ripped his mask
off
revealed his big-time Jufro?
Oh, yeah. Total white guy?
Yeah. With a Texas accent as a luchador.
Yeah. They do that pre-match promo. It's just like, I like that he just stops like halfway into it, and he's just like,
He's just as good as...
No, it's good.
As El Generico.
El Generico, exactly.
Because that El Generico character was genius.
Oh, it was... No, that...
A Canadian luchador with a red
character
beard.
Is a legend. I also wrote in my notes for SmackDown that Kane killed someone.
Yeah, who did Kane kill? Oh, that weird guy.
The Milkman.
The Milkman.
Apparently, we have some friends that have some ties with the Milkman. I have mutual friends with the Milkman.
How and who?
Because Peter Nieto...
From the New Mexico Wrestling Group. Yeah.
Is friends with this guy and Abram. He's a wrestler down in Texas. I clicked on his profile. It says, you have mutual friends with the Milkman. And everybody's giving him congrats. Like, hey, you made it to TV, blah, blah, blah. So that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. So third degree of separation to the Milkman.
That girl that Nia Jax killed was terrible on the mic.
Oh, she was horrible.
And I'm going to go against Nia Jax.
Because I have a big heart.
I have a big heart.
Heart. Houston.
H-Town.
H-Town.
It was terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And Carmella attacks Nikki again, and I love it. Carmella and Nikki Bella. It's a good feud.
Carmella.
It's a good feud. This is going to be.
I like it.
I mean, we got a preview show coming up next week for Backlash for the six-pack challenge. This is good because we have multiple storylines going into this match. Not only do we just have the title being the main storyline, but we also have this feud between Nikki Bella and Carmella.
It's
a great thing for Carmella because they saw what happened when she came out. She did not get a pop the way she should have got a pop.
Yeah.
And so there's like, hey, let's just flip it. She's going to come out heel. This is something that they should have done with Eva Marie, but they just waited way too long to do it.
Yeah, speaking of, there's a death of All Red Everything.
Oh, what do you mean?
She has dyed her hair.
What?
Black. Jet black.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's tweeting out all black everything now.
No. Why?
So they've turned her character, I guess, if she's even returning.
She killed her gimmick.
Which, speaking of suspensions, Alberto Del Rio is done with WWE.
Yeah, completely done.
Yep. He gave them a notice apparently 60 days ago and said that he's leaving as things that were promised to him in his contract were never fulfilled. He was promised a main event run.
Why would you dye your hair black if you're... Your gimmick is red. I don't get it.
It can't be your gimmick anymore. They've got to be repackaging her or something.
I can't. If I could zoom in, that'd be fantastic. It's all black. You can see it. It's all black.
All black. All black.
She looks horrible. She looks horrible.
She looks like, I mean, that's how she looked when she started.
She's going to change her Snapchat. It says all red everything on there. You got to rethink your brand here. You got to rethink everything. Eva Marie, you lose.
So the Headbangers were back. You mentioned briefly.
Hey, you know what? They look great.
Yeah, it was cool.
They looked good in the ring.
It was fun.
And they did not miss a step, so that was cool. They had the headbangers
and they were
on.
Dabbing.
Yeah.
Kind of awkward.
Can we just establish that dabbing is not cool anymore?
Bo Dallas arrested following incident in airport.
Yeah, we didn't even bring that up last week.
I knew
week.
He got booted off of the plane, but I didn't know he got arrested for
it. Got arrested for being drunk on a plane. Apparently, nice. He was singing Lion King songs.
And referring to Seth Rollins as a dick.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. All right. All right.
You got it. You got it.
All right. So, who was it on Raw? It was Big Cass that brought up the small dick jokes with Seth Rollins.
Oh, did he?
You didn't catch that?
No,
I can't
I
even remember exactly what he said. We'll have to watch it.
Was it on the
During that sit-down segment. He, like, straight up brought up a small dick joke about Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins, like, kind of slumped his shoulders and looked at him like, are you serious? And the crowd lost it.
Guys, real quick, where can I get churros? Text me.
In town?
Yeah. I got a pregnant wife due in a month.
There's Oreos churros.
No, that's not going to work, bro. It's not going to work. But yeah.
Not going to work. Not going to work.
Trust me.
I got to find them now.
Yeah. I was watching your show. LOL.
Was that what she said?
Oh, no. My mom was watching my show. Oh, no. What part was she? I hope she was watching the part where we're talking about small dicks.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks.
She's leaving anecdotes about you on there.
I have family members. Just
speaking
randomly.
Of small dicks, when I changed Matt's diaper.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty small back then.
It's funny. You never grew.
I didn't grow afterwards. Yeah. I don't know how I managed to get my wife pregnant. Good stuff.
SmackDown was okay. I didn't really know how I felt about the main event. Like, I liked the match with Baron Corbin
Dean
Ambrose.
No. I love the ending.
But the ending I wasn't 100% on until Dean Ambrose shook his hand.
I absolutely loved the ending. I thought the ending was great.
He shook his hand and paid his respects to him while he was racked on there.
That was fantastic.
I love AJ Styles walking around referring to himself as the face that runs
the
place.
The face that runs the place.
Hey, man, AJ Styles, I know you know me. Wearing his headband.
Mm.
Like, good. It's so good.
It's great. No, I think... I'm worried as far as Raw goes when we get to cruiserweight division 2 weeks or whatever.
Some guys buried 19th.
Having some guys buried as far as you know main roster talent, because the way Raw goes, we have so many guys on there. It's like, what do we do with you know? Did Charlotte even wrestle? I think she did. I can't remember. But
no, she didn't. She came out during the Dana Brooke. The 3-on-3 matches.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So Ring of Honor, speaking on 3-on-3 matches, Ring of Honor announced today, I believe, may have been yesterday, that they are having a 6-man tag team title tournament. So they're branding a 6-man tag team championship.
Trios?
No, 6-man teams.
Wait, 6-man teams?
Unless it's supposed to be trios, but it says 6-man teams.
Wow.
So,
hey, in a week's time, you know what comes back?
Lucha.
Underground.
And those trailers or the commercials for it?
Amazing.
It looks like we're getting even darker coming in this next season. Yeah. So, speaking of Lucha, I shared a video of Vampiro and Matt Stryker at a AAA event. Lucha Underground headlined a AAA event in Mexico.
Not just AAA, Triple Mania.
Yeah. 22,000 people. And Lucha Underground was the main focus of
Triple Mania.
So in the middle of this match, Rey Mysterio's in the match, and this kid comes up to him at commentary, and this kid's like 6 years old, and he's dressed in a Rey Mysterio mask with contacts on, and he just walks right up to him and interrupts him in commentary. And he starts trying to talk to him, and Vampiro starts talking to the kid in Spanish. He's like, hey, what's going on? ¿Qué pasa? And starts talking to him back and forth. And he's like, here, and he hands a microphone to the kid, and the kid doesn't say anything. He's all, hey, stop being a pussy, say something, like straight up to the 6-year-old kid. And then Matt Stryker goes off on a tangent towards the end.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm Matt Stryker, the best commentator in the world. Not according to you idiots on the internet. He's just like bashing everybody.
Isn't he Stryker?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Like, it was great, man.
That's awesome.
But that kid jumped the barrier after the match and went for Rey Mysterio, and no security guard or anybody grabbed him. Mysterio stopped, posed with the kid, took pictures, and then helped him back over.
That's
the
Mexico, man.
It was super cool, man.
Anything goes in Mexico. Just telling you right now.
Super cool. Super crazy.
So on that note?
On that note.
And on that note, guys, remember you can send us your questions by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow Jeremy as well. Follow Jeremy at jvader82. Follow me at mudteo83. Search for the Smart Marks Facebook fan page on Facebook. That's where it's at. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. Send us your favorite, send us questions, send us memes, all that good stuff. Guys, we got a Patreon account. So if you ever thought about supporting the show, want to be a Smart Marks supporter, patreon.com/thesmartmarks. It's on our Instagram.
What was your spit it out? So your $2.
Had an idea. So we have a $1 donation where just whatever you just want to give us a dollar, help keep the lights on. Literally keep the lights on Jeremy's house.
Yes.
And help us buy better equipment. $2 or maybe I think I'm gonna boost this up to $5. I think $2 is a bargain.
Yeah.
But at a $5 donation, a month, you can have Jeremy cut a promo on you about any subject in either Randy Savage voice or Dusty Rhodes voice. He'll do an impression of either one, and he'll cut a promo on the subject of your
choice. I'm not even going to give that away for free right now.
Yeah, so no, we're not. We're done with the promos with Randy Savage and Dusty Rhodes. People now have to pay for them. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there.
He also gave you
gold for 3 years. You guys have had enough. Give us back.
Matt even had a great idea, too. If you don't want the promo cut on yourself, you can cut a promo on us via voicemail.
Yes, you can do a promo on us. And if you don't want nudes, I'll send them to you anyway. So just tell me. Also, look for us on Tumblr and Instagram. If you don't use any of the above or social media altogether, you can email us your questions, too. SmartMarksQuestions@gmail.com and SmartMarks@ProvenGamer.com. Remember, you can stream, download, and rate the show via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, ProvenGamer.com. Also, everything on the Proven Gamer Network, be sure to check out other podcasts such as Trophy Whores and other great shows.
Have you ever seen Popstar? We're just going to have it to where when you open up your refrigerators and your appliances, the Smart Marks podcast is on
there.
There
we go. Just everything. Just have it on there. Aquaspin. So do it all on there, guys. And you can also watch us on YouTube. Give us thumbs up and subscribe to our page. Thanks for tuning in, download peeps. Once again, I am Matt. He is Jeremy. I did that reversed. I am Matt.
You're confused with the shirts.
And we'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out. Peace out.